And she was like, well, let's just get ahead of that. It doesn't actually matter. What matters is, do you like it or not?
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged, the podcast / YouTube show where we are putting out an episode a day for an entire year because we are unhinged. Mm-hmm. Maddie, you have a story for us and I would love to hear it.
I do. It's not really a story. It's just something that I thought was kind of adorable. So I thought I'd share it.
I do love adorable things.
Yeah. Also, maybe you already know this. I don't know, but I hadn't heard it before. So I was in therapy, as we should all be.
Yes. Everyone deserves therapy.
Yes. And I was talking about how sometimes, so my mother is very, very likely, like undiagnosed, but very likely BPD, you know, narcissistic personality disorder as well, maybe some other things, but certainly those things, and never a chance that she would seek treatment or help or anything. We've talked about it, not a good person on top of it, you know, that kind of thing. So I was talking about how, like, you know how sometimes you don't have the things that the person who treated you badly had, but like you pick up habits from them because that's what you were raised around. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh yeah, catching fleas. I was like, what? She goes, yeah, it's like a therapy term, but like sometimes people call that catching fleas.
Interesting.
And I was like, why? She was like, so let's say you have a dog and your dog does not have fleas and you go to the dog park and another dog is infested with fleas. Your dog's going to take home some fleas, but like he's not infested. So we call it catching fleas. Like your mom is technically infested, but some people in your family might have caught fleas from her. And I thought that was so cute. So I thought I would share it because now I'm going to say that all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, catching fleas. I love that.
That is a very apt term as well, because yeah, it's a good way, because there's so many times that I've been like, oh, well, how much of my life has been impacted by X trauma or X, you know, undesirable person that I've come in contact with? How much of that or those behaviors has rubbed off on me, and how long must I carry it? But no, that's not ingrained in me necessarily. It's just, I happen to be carrying around some fleas and I need to go get a dusting or a bath or whatever it is that you do for those these days.
Yeah. She's like, you know, just medicate it or pick them off and you're fine kind of thing. I was like, that's cool. And for me, it was comforting because I feel like when you grow up in that kind of environment or any sort of environment similar to that, like you start to think maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm the bad person. Maybe all of these things. And so, I don't know. That terminology was one, cute, and two, helpful to me. Sorry, my dogs are at war. Okay, Captain's winning. But yeah, I just thought that was, speaking of fleas, super cute terminology.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And yeah, anytime your therapist tells you something neat that you think I'd like to hear, I would love to know it, because let's be honest, we don't always get to go to therapy as often as we'd like. So maybe we just share the secrets of the therapies sometimes. And it's like practicing without a license or something.
Yeah, we could do spontaneous things I learned from therapy episodes. Do it too if you want.
I like that a lot. Oh, I was trying to think of something I could add to that, but honestly, my mind instantly went blank and I was like, therapy? Have I done therapy? When? When was the last time? What did I learn?
I mean, in that same session, she was saying, which I've told you, Brie, but it might be good to just say in general. I was talking about, especially as an autistic person, and she is an ASD therapist, so that helps. She knows what she's talking about. I was talking about how, like, sometimes it's hard to tell, like, is this person joking or being mean? And she was like, well, let's just get ahead of that. It doesn't actually matter. What matters is, do you like it or not? Are you comfortable with it? So their intentions aren't really for you to suss out. It's for you to communicate, regardless of your intentions. I'm uncomfortable with what's happening here. And to, like, watch, will this person respect that or not respect that? And that's your real answer. Like, are they gonna adapt because of my comfort level, regardless of their intentions, which I also found extremely helpful.
See, That would have been great in my first relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been fantastic because that entire family used to pick on each other hardcore. And, you know, it just, it was, I thought maybe, because I was often told that I was being too sensitive or that I just needed to lighten up and take a joke. But in all seriousness, no, I don't have to do that. And I shouldn't have had, if I had had that kind of knowledge at that time, I probably would not have allowed that to continue because that's it. If it hurts you, it doesn't matter what the intention is.
Exactly. Exactly.
The war, the raging war behind you.
The war. I'm sorry, listeners. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The sibling is walking through and that's why they're at war over probably imaginary treats that they were not in fact promised.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's here. Treat. Love that for me.
Yeah. That obviously that is their entire purpose. If they are here, it is to give me a treat. Obviously. Yeah.
Welcome to our home. Let me show you the treat drawer.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah, those are my fun little anecdotes for today. Part one of things I learned at therapy.
Yes, and there will be multi parts to this because, as you know, when you have 365 episodes to make, sometimes you're going to pick up a mini series or two or three or four.
Mm-hmm. Or as many as you can.
Yes, as many as you can. So that's fun. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening/watching this relatively short, but honestly, still very informative episode. And please do come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.